So I watched the entrance become vacant, which had been his shelter, and observed the man I had welcomed, he having crossed my border. Equally now I observed the selected properties, each in their place. The blackboard, the window, the stool, and the door had closed and was absent, and of no moment. Imminent upon opening and welcoming, it had possessed moment. Now only one area was to witness activity and to suffer procedure, and that only was necessary and valid. For the door was closed, and so closed. Whereupon I offered Cullis the stool, the which I placed for him. He showed at this early juncture no disregard for my directions. If he did not so much obey, he extended his voluntary cooperation. This was sufficient for my requirements. That I detected in him a desire for a summation of our efforts spoke well for the progress of our examination. It was my aim to avoid the appearance of subjection, a common policy, I understand, in like examinations. Yet I was naturally dominant by virtue of my owning the room, he having entered through the door I now closed. To be confronted with the especial properties of my abode, bearing the seal and arrangement of their tenant, allowed only for recognition on the part of my visitor, and through recognition to acknowledgement, and through acknowledgement to appreciation, and through appreciation to subservience. At least I trusted that such a development would take place, and initially believed it to have done so. It must be said, however, that his manner from time to time seemed to border upon indifference. Yet I was not deluded by this, or offended. I viewed it as a utility he was compelled and entitled to fall back on, and equally as a tribute to my own incisiveness and patience. And if then I viewed it as a tactical measure, it caused me little concern, for it seemed at this time that the advantage was mine. Had not Cullis been obliged to attend this examination? And was not his attendance an admission of that obligation? And was not his admission an acknowledgement of my position? And my position, therefore, a position of dominance.